leader.
Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
Parliament returned from its adjournment with the House divided over numbers, the number out of work, and the number of houses that can be built in 10 years at the rate of one house every hour for 24 hours, 7 days a week. First, the number of unemployed, the subject of this question for the Prime Minister, John Key, from Greens co-leader Russell Norman.
Is the Prime Minister disputing the fact that the Household Labour Force survey shows that there are 31,600 fewer people employed in manufacturing today than when he came to power 4 years ago?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, it's certainly true that the difference between 272,000 and 240,400 is 31,600. I was not the Prime Minister of New Zealand in September 2008.
Mr Key and his National-led government were sworn in 6 weeks later. So Russell Norman tried again.
Is he aware that the September 2008 figures are the last Household Labour Force survey figures before he became Prime Minister? And is he disputing that the Household Labour Force survey shows that there is a decline in manufacturing employment over those 4 years of 31,600 fewer jobs?
Right, Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, what I am saying is that, broadly speaking, the numbers have been quite consistent in the period of time we've been in office. What is true is that there was a global financial crisis that we inherited from Labor, and that had a big impact on the economy.
Dr Russell Norman.
Is the Prime Minister saying he inherited a global financial crisis from the Labor government?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, and part of it, yes, because after 5 years...
Mr Key was no more forthcoming when responding to this question about housing from opposition leader David Shearer.
What proportion of the houses that he hopes to build will be in the affordable category of houses?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Well, Mr Speaker, it depends on what the member means by I intend to build. I don't intend to build any houses.
The argument between National and Labor over housing policy continued with this question for Housing Minister Phil Heatley from his Labor shadow, Annette King.
How can he say it's not possible for us to build 100,000 houses over 10 years?
The Honourable Phil Heatley.
Mr Speaker, that's quite easy, and I want to put it to the public in the House and the gallery, and that's this, is that we're asked to believe that Housing New Zealand, who are leading the scheme, are going to build one house every hour, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for 10 years.
Mr Heatley's arithmetic was challenged by Labor's David Parker.
By my reckoning, if there was going to be one house built every hour, for every hour of the day, 7 days a week, for 10 years, there would be a build of 613,000 houses, not the 100,000 houses that the Labor Party says we're going to build.
The Honourable Phil Heatley.
The Minister kicked for touch, saying he had let the media decide, while Mr Key also faced questions about .com from Labor's Deputy Leader Grant Robertson.
Was the subject of Kim.com raised in his recent discussion with US President Barack Obama? If so, by whom?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, yes, I made a passing reference to it as an issue that was topical in New Zealand. Throughout the East Asian Summit, we also discussed TPP, Gaza, the fiscal cliff, Myanmar, the summit, the recent US election, and the New Zealand economy.
Grant Robertson. Does he stand by his statement that Kim.com is not a, quote, top-of-mind issue for him, given that in the very few minutes he has with President Barack Obama in 1 year, he decides to raise it with him?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Seeger, well, contrary to that member's opinion, it wasn't very few minutes that I had with President Obama, but this point was about 30 seconds of the considerable amount of time we had to discuss matters.
Grant Robertson.
Mr Speaker, would he expect to be informed about extradition proceedings involving a New Zealand resident where the extradition order was signed off at the highest levels of another government?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, no, I wouldn't have thought so.
Grant Robertson.
Question, Mr Speaker. Was he informed at any point in 2011 that the US government wished to extradite a person resident in New Zealand for copyright infringement, racketeering and money laundering?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Speaker, no.
Finally, a request for Labor's Dunedin North MP David Clark to turn down the volume.
Would the foghorn at the back please desist from his interjections?
The Speaker's request came as a surprise to David Clark.
With respect, Mr Speaker, my interjections today have been rare. That I believe is my third today in the whole of question time, Mr Speaker.
Now look, this is getting beyond a joke.
Members don't take on the Speaker in that way if they want to stay in the House.
Speaker Lockwood Smith, I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.